Agriculture, Food Institute, Invest in Myanmar before AEC. The National Food Institute, or NFI, is advising businesses to take advantage of the ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC, to invest in Myanmar and use the neighboring country as a gateway to the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. NFI President Pet Chinaput said Myanmar will soon pass policies to promote its agriculture industry, including an expansion of growing areas, irrigation systems, and foreign investment. Although Myanmar has factories that produce processed food, the quality is not good as their technology is old and they lack basic infrastructure. The Myanmar government wants investors to develop this sector, he said. Myanmar's agricultural industry is its largest source of revenue, totaling 59.1% of the country's GDP and employing 67.1% of the population. Main imports include palm oil, ready-made food, vegetable oil, non-alcoholic drinks, and rice. During the years 2002 to 2009, imports on average grew 9.4% per year, while exports increased 10.4% per year. Dried nuts were the main exports, followed by sesame seeds, chickpeas, corn, and rice. Myanmar is in the process of revising measures to promote overseas investment, such as drafting a new investment act that waives corporate income tax for a period of 8 years, up from the existing 3 years, and lowering by 50% the tax on profit made from exports. Business opportunities exist in the food service sectors, processed food, restaurants, and selling tea. Mr. Pet predicts the food sector will greatly benefit once the deep sea port and industrial estates are built in Dawei, providing a gateway to the Indian Ocean, the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. Thai businesses should sell cheap consumer goods, technology, and agricultural machinery to Myanmar, he said. Consignment and word of mouth is one way to introduce products along the Thai-Myanmar border, as Myanmar people stick to the products they know. He added, Myanmar is a good source of unskilled labor for the food industry. Last year, Thailand imported 2.45 billion baht worth of food from Myanmar, down from 3.12 billion in 2010. Thailand is the fourth largest exporter to Myanmar. Mr. Pet said despite the benefits Thailand will receive from Myanmar investment, such as the Generalized System of Preferences, or GSP, businesses also need to consider raw materials, machinery, packaging, and logistics costs.